hasn't been moved or touched by what has been unfolding over the last 8 days in Ukraine? Well, with news at our fingertips and the constant stream of video clips where we see destroyed buildings, missile attacks, tanks, soldiers, homes and families fleeing, cities deserted, it's all filled our eyes and naturally it fills our hearts. But tragically, human nature being what it is, it soon forgets. It's too easy sometimes to pay attention to things and then forget what has happened. We remember our fellow Christians also who are suffering in this world, whether there or in other places, and yet soon it's so easy to forget them. In light of this, we remind ourselves that when it comes to the nature of God, God is one that never forgets his people. What a wonderful and heart-stirring reality that is, that as we are in Jesus Christ, that we are forever written upon the very heart of God. But the Lord, through this remembrance of him and his steadfast faithfulness in remembering us, desires that we do more as Christians to remember others. And that's the theme of our podcast today, very simply, remembering others. I drew your attention to one verse today, Hebrews 13 verse 3, where we read these words, "Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves in the body." The first thing I would point out as we try to explore this matter of remembering others is that brotherly love, Christian love, must be at the heart of all that we do. And that must be said with not just conviction, but understanding. Because everything that God is instructing in verse 3 flows from verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. And when we consider the unchangeable, faithful love of God to us and his remembrance of us, we are considering this within the realm of our Heavenly Father towards a children who have been purchased through Christ and who have been adopted into his family. It is all too common, and I can make this mistake, I think probably we all do on some occasions, it's too common to view fellow believers as just regular people. And what I mean by that is to lose sight of the special bond and relationship that a Christian has with another Christian. Our Lord Jesus clearly instructed for his own church and his own people to remember each other in a very special way, to demonstrate a love one towards the other, to be genuine and true, and to be something which stands apart from what we see in the world around us. So when we view each other as children of God, brothers and sisters in Christ, if we are saved, that is, and we are in the family of God, then that will, by very definition, that will stir a remembrance of each other. There is also something else. Remembering others can be stimulated by such things as hospitality. I'm sure there are many other things that will stimulate remembrance, but God has reminded us in this chapter not to forget hospitality. It must always show itself, just like our individual faith by its profession must reveal itself. Don't say and never do. Don't profess and never be. The apostle told believers here in verse 2 to not be forgetful. So it may possibly can happen, and it does happen, but don't be forgetful of entertaining strangers. And the thought there is, you know, the possibility that you might be entertaining an angel unaware. I won't go into the details of what that means, but you could think of Abraham as an example. It might be easier to entertain people that are more familiar and friendly and likable. But what about going an extra mile? What about to other believers we don't know as well? How are we to work this hospitality? It's not my duty to tell you how to do it. It's just something here in Scripture that a hospitable heart, a kind heart, a generous heart will reveal a love which is born of Christ. We're not doing it to be seen. And if we do anything to be seen as Christians, it's not worth doing at all. It's just in vain. But what we can do is do it unto God. And when you do it, it will aid remembrance. Also something else, we're told to remember them in bonds in our text, or in chains. I think specifically this would direct us to Christians who are chained or persecuted for the gospel. But it also might extend to hardships, oppression, even like war, whether you think of Ukraine or Russia or even surrounding regions. remember them that are in bonds and chains. For example, while our heart must go out to all who suffer in these regions that we're thinking about, we must have a particular concern for those in these countries who are of the household of faith, especially those that maybe suffer on the account of their faith. And what will aid our level of empathy, Christian empathy, is to understand what God says when he described it this way, as bound with them, as bound with them. You know, because while we might not physically be bound with them, we are bound with them. And the apostle develops this a lot more when he says, them which suffer adversity as being yourselves in the body. Now that's two aspects to that we could say. Being in the body is developed a whole lot more by Paul in 1 Corinthians 12:26, and the doctrine is developed like this: whether one member suffer, one member of the body of Christ, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honoured, all the members rejoice. And then this idea of we are with them, we might not feel it physically, but we must understand what they're going through. We must come alongside them in whatever way we possibly can. We must understand this position of being as part of the body of Jesus Christ. We may not be physically there to experience the pain, but certainly as a collective whole, we enter into it. We're part of this body. And so this need to remember, when you understand that, when you grasp that, it stirs remembrance, because we're part of that same body in Christ, with Christ as our living head. A means to remember others is to keep this glorious reality of Christ and his church ever before us. Now, practically, while there are many good organisations that help us to remember other believers in times of plight, but what we all can do is to remember through prayer. Very simply, think about this. It is very difficult to forget about other Christians if you spend time praying for them. Just think about that. It challenges my own heart. If you spend time praying for people, you can't really forget about them. And that's the very core even of our Lord's remembrance of us, because the Lord's remembrance of us is all tied up with his redemptive work. The blood that was shed, the life that was given, the resurrection, his ascension, his priestly work as the interceding high priest. We're ever before him, which means he's never forgetting us. And may God give us grace to bring men and women and young people to God in prayer, that we might remember them.